you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, welcome to episode 85, everyone. Oh, this episode is in response to episode 84 about empaths and narcissists. I get so many people reached out to me about boundaries and how they have a lack of them. So I figured, well, let's follow it up. So today's episode, episode 85, 10 signs you lack healthy boundaries. So what are healthy boundaries? Personal boundaries are limits you set that work for you. They then dictate how people can treat you, how they can behave around you, and what they can expect from you. You may ask yourself, why do I need boundaries? Well, if you don't set healthy boundaries, you're likely to constantly be at the mercy of other people. Without clear boundaries, you allow others to tell you how to think, feel, and act. It also means you tend to spend your time and energy doing what others want you to do instead of what you want to do. And in worst case scenarios, unclear boundaries can lead you to harm. So, without further ado, here are 10 signs that you are lacking healthy boundaries. Number one, you really, really hate to let other people down. People without personal limits tend to go along with other people's plans. They worry so much about letting other people down, they just say yes to everything. Perhaps someone has even called you a people pleaser, because that is what you are doing, pleasing other people at your own expense. Number two, you tend to feel a lot of guilt and anxiety. If you do dare to say no, you then suffer from ongoing guilt and fear of what someone else thinks. Many people with boundary issues feel guilty for the smallest things, such as taking the last cookie in the package, or asking someone to move over a seat so that you can actually sit down too. Number three, your relationships tend to be dramatic. The less you set healthy boundaries, the more you give others a signal that you don't know how to take care of yourself. This leaves you open to attracting people who want to control you. Enter the narcissistic types. Or you might lack such a sense of power from never standing up for yourself that you actually resort to unconscious manipulation yourself. This can happen. This means you're constantly in sort of a codependent relationship and have friendships that lack an equal exchange of give and take. Number four. Oh, this one might get a couple of you. Number four. You might just be passive aggressive. First, you let others take advantage. Then you may try to manipulate back the energy and power you lost by nagging the other person or complaining or even punishing them in little ways. In other words, a bad case of passive aggression. You might also blame others all the time, which is a way of not facing up to the fact that really you didn't set a boundary in the first place, and that you are the one who is responsible for your life. Number five, you find decision-making extremely challenging. You can end up spending so much of your life doing what others want that you lose a sense of self. This means you often don't know what you do or don't want. faced with a decision, you totally blank out and often say, doesn't matter, whatever you want. Number 6, you over and undershare information about yourself. You tend to overshare private details of your life with people you've just met. This leaves you open to hurt and manipulation. But then when someone wants to be close with you, you actually panic. You don't know how to share your needs and wants and may suffer from some intimacy issues because of that. Number 7, you are constantly the victim of situations. This can mean you tend to feel used because others will take advantage of you in both obvious and subtle ways. Perhaps you feel overlooked or blamed at work, in your family, in your social circles, your friendships, partnerships. You might even be the sort of person that things always seem to go drastically wrong for. Number 8, you secretly feel that others don't show you respect. You don't set boundaries. People won't know how to act around you. And you'll be left feeling disrespected. Now, the other side of this coin is that without your own boundaries, you're less likely to recognize the boundaries of others and might unwittingly be disrespecting them. If you don't have boundaries for yourself, you certainly will cross over the boundaries of others. Number 9, you tend to wonder who the heck you really are. It's likely that you are unclear on your purpose in life, or perhaps struggle with goal setting. You might even have a bit of identity crisis because you're trying to be everything for everyone. Number 10, you have a fear of being abandoned or rejected. Now, lacking healthy boundaries can go back to childhood. It often means you didn't have a caregiver who provided unconditional love and acceptance. You had to do what others wanted to avoid being rejected and abandoned. And that has followed you into adulthood, and they have become two of the things you fear most. Whew, okay, now you may ask yourself, why do I lack the ability to set boundaries? It can come from childhood trauma, or sometimes it's learned behavior. You perhaps witnessed a parent gain their sense of self through people pleasing and learned that that was what love was. Boundaries are not set to limit you. They're set to protect your happiness and well-being. If you're struggling with boundary setting or attracting all the wrong situations in life because of poor boundaries and want to work with me to understand how to start setting boundaries to protect yourself, then sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session to work with me. You can find the sign up on the Work With Me page at HeidiDallaire.com. There are also articles related to boundaries on my lovewideopen.com website. And if it's not me who you want to work with, then please find someone who can help you with these boundaries that are necessary for your own health and well-being. Sending you all lots of love. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.